This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to episode 54 of North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have good neighbor Jennifer Long with Create Dunwoody. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well, and I'm so excited to have you on. our audience might not know, and that Jennifer is not just the executive director of Create Dunwoody, but she's also Shay Love from Kiss 104.1. So Atlanta's best R&B, if you may recognize her voice. And I'm really excited to have you on. And today we're not here necessarily to talk about Shay Love, but I would love to talk about your role as the executive director of Create Dunwoody and what Create Dunwoody is and y'all's mission. So go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure catching up with you.
It's already been fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So I'm the executive director for Create Dunwoody, and we're a nonprofit 501c3 organization that is really an alliance. It's an alliance with the City of Dunwoody's economic development arm, the Development Authority, and also our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Discover Dunwoody. And really, it was sort of born out of this idea of really using arts and culture as a vehicle to drive economic development and economic vitality for the City of Dunwoody. And so I have the pleasure of sort of creating and really creating sort of space for all residents and visitors to sort of experience Dunwoody in a really sort of vibrant way. And so that's kind of what we are in a nutshell.
Yeah. And our audience knows by now that I am a Dunwoodian myself. I live here. Yeah. And I am so thankful for the fact that Dunwoody really does pride itself on being excellent. You know, this is a very unique community, and it's because of, you know, organizations like yours, you know, that everyone is just really, I feel it's a very unified community that really just everyone wants what's best for our community. It's just amazing. Yeah. And so this goes right along with everything I think of when I think of my home here in Dunwoody. So, yeah. So tell us about your journey, Jennifer. How did you get involved with, I know that Create Dunwoody is a relatively new organization. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the journey of that and your part in it.
Yeah. So actually, you know, a team of Dunwoody residents have been working on this concept for a while, actually since 2018-19. Wow. And really trying to sort of formulate the organization itself. And so I've now been with the organization since March of 2023. And really, I am the founding executive director, and my journey to Create Dunwoody really was very much aligned. I was with a organization that was also a nonprofit or arts organization prior to that. And so the sort of connection to the artistic community really was a great foundation for helping to build this organization. I also have run other nonprofits and really have sort of a strong understanding of just what it takes to build it. I'm entrepreneurial in spirit. And so, you know, it's also kind of fun to literally create, but also to create and form an organization. And so probably I'd say for the last 6 months, you know, we've been steady focused on really building a strategic plan, outlining, we have a new website, like really sort of creating these foundational components of the organization to, you know, just to create a presence. And so we have and are hosting a monthly series of events called Art and Sound. And we'll also host Diwali in Dunwoody this year. And so really excited about one, kind of piloting some of the concepts that we hope to see in 2024. But I'm a like, let's get started kind of gal. So it's been fun to just like hop in and do.
Well, you guys have been doing, that is for sure. I'm very excited about that. And it's just, I love that Dunwoody values the vibrancy of the community, you know, like the revitalization of the village and the public artworks and the new addition for the Spruill Arts Center. And I mean, just I really feel very fortunate to live in a community that cares so much about its residents and the visitors and everyone else. So it's a,
you know, one thing I will mention is particularly when you know the Spruill Arts Center, but I think also part of what Create Dunwoody is really focused on is our partnership. So we have partners throughout the city that we collaborate with. Spruill Arts is actually one of our partners, Dunwoody Nature Center, Dunwoody Preservation Trust. So, you know, it's really lovely to be able to also build kind of this more formal kind of collaboration in a way in which we're working to do different kinds of arts and cultural events throughout the city.
That is wonderful. I'm the publisher of Dunwoody Neighbors magazine, and we have had multiple photo shoots at Dunwoody Nature Center. We've also done, we had Hope Fulmer and her family who does lemonade parade. We did hers at Dunwoody Preservation Trust, her family's photo shoot. We also partner with Discover Dunwoody in the city of Dunwoody. And it goes back to the unified community, you know, like everyone is just really on pretty much the same page. You know, I mean, of course there's always going to be some people that aren't on the same page, but for the vast majority, everyone just wants to partner together to make it better. So, I think that we are all very fortunate to call Dunwoody home. It's a great place. Well, so let's go ahead and clear up any myths or misconceptions that you may have about your organization or the industry in general, being a nonprofit or what, anything that you would like to clear up with our listeners.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe because we're new, maybe a misconception is like, what do you do? And so I think, you know, to clear what we do, really, we are focused on activations throughout different parts of Dunwoody. So there are like 6 different zones throughout Dunwoody that we focus on doing various events, really with the focus of helping small businesses, helping to drive that economic development in various parts of the city. And so, as I mentioned, you might hear or see us doing an art and sound in the village, or you might see us, we've been working with our partner La Meridian as well, or at Ashford Lane. So what you'll begin to see, particularly in 2024, is sort of these various activations around the city. One, as a way to attract residents, but also as a way to attract visitors. And so that's one thing that people are kind of like, oh, what exactly do you do? And that's essentially what I'm focused on. And again, we are very strongly aligned with our other nonprofit partners that are throughout the community. Because my thought is, hey, you know, why not, you know, build, you know, we all sort of have similar audiences that we're trying to connect with. And so it's really, again, just an opportunity to collaborate in a way that is impactful for all of us.
Wonderful. Yeah. And it sounds like a lot like, you know, I go back to being on the same page, you know, Discover Dunwoody's mission, you know, to help ensure that the success of the commerce here, you know, it's just, everyone working together, which is what we're all about here at the Good Neighbor Podcast too. So it's a good fit. Well, so let's steer away from work for just a second and tell our listeners, what are you doing for fun when you're not working? What are you doing?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. Okay. So I have this thing. It is, I read this book by this woman, Brianna Weiss, and she basically talks about doing things that are routinely unroutine, right? And so in doing that, I discovered that I really enjoy traveling. And so each month, part of my routine is to travel somewhere. But the unroutine part is where I'm going to travel. And so what's been really fun about this journey is I've gone to different places around the country that are atypical, maybe for most people, it's just not something you just pops into your head, like Ogunquit, Maine was really fun, or like,
that would not have popped in my head because I've never heard of it.
Or so like cool. I went to the Berkshires, mainly because they are one of the most beautiful places in the country to observe the leaves changing during the fall. They also have the largest Museum of Contemporary Art, Mass MoCA. And so I just love like exploring, but like, you know, still maybe a couple hours away so that I can fully enjoy it. Right. And so that's one thing that I love doing. And then I actually really enjoy playing golf. And so my daughter, well, I kind of encouraged, I won't say forced.
Strongly encouraged.
Right. Strongly encouraged. And so she's actually on her high school golf team, but I just enjoy being out in the fresh air. And it's like one of it's one of those sports where like you are constantly striving to get better, you know, yeah. And you're always sort of challenged based on like where you hit the ball, what club you use, all these different things. And so those are two things that I really thoroughly enjoy.
You know, I was an athlete growing up and in my, even as a young adult, you know, I was still an athlete, but I didn't take on a lifelong sport. You know, I was like, I wish I had taken, your daughter will be happy that you have strongly encouraged her to play golf, because everything I was playing not sports that I could play today. So I wish I had taken up golf or tennis.
Yeah.
It's never too late though. I might need to do
that. It's never too late.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Well, so steering away from fun, we asked all of our guests to share a life challenge or a hardship that you've faced that you can say now, for having been through that experience, that you've grown from it and learned from it and are better for that today. Is there anything that you'd like to share?
I guess, you know, one thing that maybe comes to mind and probably is challenge for people who've had this experience, but I have gone through a divorce, and you know, I think what maybe is challenging or was challenging for me is really sort of finding myself, uncovering, you know, really and truly who is Jennifer Long, which I discovered she's also Shay Love. So that was fun.
That's awesome.
I would say that, you know, identifying and uncovering my most authentic self, really discovering that there are a lot of things that I can do, and really just having the confidence and sort of wherewithal to be comfortable being vulnerable about the things that I don't know, but also, you know, being very confident about the things that I do. And so I think, you know, while it was certainly a challenge and sort of a life shift, it was really, quite frankly, probably how I've grown the most, you know, and a way that sort of propelled me to do things that, you know, I might have been afraid to do before, but I am certainly, I have no fear. So that's been really fun, a fun thing to challenging, but also a fun thing to discover about myself.
Yeah. Well, I that resonates with me. I too have been on a self-discovery journey, you know, since the divorce as well. So that really hit home. And I'm like you, I have found things about myself that I didn't, you know, I guess I knew were there, but I didn't take the time to nurture that part of myself, you know, and I've grown a lot in just in this, in 2023, you know, it's been a year of discovery for me. So
I
appreciate you sharing that. I know that there's a lot of us out there that can relate. and it's easy to let fear drive you, you know, or to be driven by fear, or at least, you know, hindered by fear, and to let go of that piece is the challenging part. But when you do, it is, gosh, what a freeing,
invigorating.
It is. It really is. It's almost like it's just a whole new, you know, not just a whole new chapter, but, you know, a whole new life, really. You know, it's wonderful. Well, so getting back to Create Done, we're about to wrap up with it, but is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about Create Done?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about our celebration of Diwali in Dunwoody this year. Diwali is a South Asian holiday that actually is the Festival of Lights. We'll celebrate it October 29th through November 3rd. And we have a series of events that are sort of open to the Metro Atlanta, the Dunwoody community. Everyone's welcome to come. But awesome. We'll do a Rangoli India making workshop at Sproul Arts Center on October 29th. And then we'll actually do the reenactment of the story of Diwali at the Dunwoody Nature Center, which is the story actually takes place in the forest. So the Dunwoody Nature Center is a beautiful sort of backdrop for this reenactment.
And what is the date of that, with the reenactment?
Yeah, that's on November 1st.
November 1st.
Then we'll celebrate with kind of the culmination of this series of events with a gala that happens on November 3rd at the La Meridian. And oh my goodness, it's going to be so vibrant and festive and lovely. And so we encourage everyone to join us and come and sort of experience this very special holiday Diwali. It's been quite fun putting together. So
yeah. So the gala will be at La Meridian. Is that?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's wonderful. I'm really glad that we are doing that.
Yes.
I say we as a Dunwoodian.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, if people want to learn more, if they want to get in touch, what is the best way for them to get in touch with Create Dunwoody?
Oh, sure. Well, the best way is to go to our website, createdunwoody.org, and you can find out all details about what we have going on, what we have coming up, and also just more about our organization. And it's a great way to contact me, too.
Wonderful. Well, yes. Jennifer, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on, and we'll have to have you on again when something else is happening.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we could be a repeat guest. Yeah. We'd love to have you. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacy Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to GNPNorthAtlanta.com. That's GNPNorthAtlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.